And leave until we get started. Jim, would you say an opening prayer for us, please? Let's begin with a hymn, 642. 642. We'll sing all three verses. Brightly beams our Father's mercy from his lighthouse evermore, but to us he gives the keeping of the lights along the shore. Let the lower lights be burning, send a gleam across the wave. Some poor fainting, struggling seamen, you may rescue, you may save. Dark the night of sin has settled, loud the angry billows roar, eager eyes are watching, waiting for the lights along the shore. Let the lower lights be burning, send a gleam across the wave. Some poor fainting, struggling seamen, you may rescue, you may save. Trim your feeble lamp, my brother, some poor sailor tempest-tossed, trying now to make the harbor, in the darkness may be lost. Let the lower lights be burning, send a gleam across the wave. Some poor fainting, struggling seamen, you may rescue, you may save. Okay, I wanted to talk about one of the main themes of the Bible. Overall, what do you suppose is the main thing of the Bible? The love of God, would that be a one of the main themes of the Bible? I think so. Anything else come to your mind about overall the Bible overall, one of the main themes?
Redemption of man.
Redemption of man. One I was thinking of is that sin has consequences. I don't think that's a very popular thing, but when you think about it, I think it is one of the main things. I'm going to give you several scriptures to back that up, but sin has consequences, and we should think about that. That should be one of the things that we use to control our behavior and our thoughts when we realize that sin has consequences. What happened? Let's take King David. He had this affair with a lady named Bathsheba, but his sin had consequences. What were some of the consequences of David's sin? The child died. What? Oh, yeah. The sword never left his house, it's the Bible says. Okay, so that. So, you know, you might ask, David, was it worth it? Was that affair you had worth it? What happened to the Bathsheba's husband? David put him in the front of the battle, and he was killed. So he's got the death of a child, murder, and I would say his sin had some consequences. So that's something. Certainly, if you don't leave with any other thought from me tonight, that's the thought I want you to remember. Sin has consequences, and we need to be aware of that, because It can spread. It can cause hurt to the people we care about. Let's look at some scriptures. Let's take it. Look at Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2. Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2. I'm going to read from, what am I reading from here? The New American Standard. It says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not so short that it cannot save, nor his ear so dull that it cannot hear. But your wrongdoings have caused a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear." So here we have a situation where a person's sins has caused a separation between the person and God, and his face is hidden from us so that he does not hear. So that's something to think about. In other words, one of the consequences of sins is the separation from God, and he's not listening to us when we ask for help. So that's certainly something to think about. How about Galatians 6, 7 and 8? Galatians 6, verses 7 and 8. "Do not be deceived, God is not mocked. For whatever a person sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will reap destruction from the flesh. But the one who sows to the Spirit will reap eternal life from the Spirit. Let's not become discouraged in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not become weary. So then, while we have opportunity, let's do good to all people, especially to those of the household of faith." But whatever we sow, we shall also reap. So let's be sowing what is right and what is good and what is true and perfect and good, that we can reap the rewards of those things, not the results of sin. Because sin has consequences. I also have Romans 6, familiar scripture. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gracious gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So sin has consequences. For a nation, does sin have consequences for a nation? I think so. So what should we do? Stay in the narrow way. Walk in the narrow way. Set our mind on things above. Seek the things which are above. Can we be forgiven of sin? Can Christians be forgiven of sins? If not, we're in deep trouble. "We confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." What verse is that? I think it's 1 John 1:9. "We confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive our sins." Well, does that mean we can go on sinning because we have a way out? No. Well, let's see. What are some of the physical consequences of sins? Can you think of any? What? Guilt? Any other can you think of any other physical consequences of sins? Yeah. Yeah, if you're you become an alcoholic, you're going to pay the price for your sins. So sins could have a physical consequence.
Yeah. Make you old before your time.
Make you old before your time, yeah. What? Diabetes, yeah, all kinds of physical ailments could happen to you. So, alienation from God, yeah, separation from God, which is the worst thing. So, what does it say in Isaiah? Your sins have separated you? Your wrongdoings have caused a separation between you and God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear. So, before we ask God for something, we should confess our sins and be forgiven, and so that his face is not hidden from us. Can you think of any other consequences that sin has? What about within a family? Can destroy relationships within a family, yeah. We see that sometimes. We read Galatians 6. God is not mocked. Whatever a person sows, this he will also reap. The one who sows to his own flesh will reap destruction from the flesh. But the one who sows to the Spirit will reap eternal life from the Spirit. Let us not become discouraged in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not become weary. So then, while we have the opportunity, let's do good to all people, especially to those of the household of faith. So, I think this, you know, David's story where he lost both his sons had violent deaths. He lost his the baby, lost his wife. So he's certainly an example of the consequences of sin. He had Bathsheba's husband murdered. He was in trouble. Yet he was still a man after God's own heart. Did David repent? How do we know that? Yeah, Psalm 51. Let's take a look at that. Psalm 51. David said, remember he was confronted by a prophet. By Nathan the prophet, remember? And the prophet said, David said something about somebody that killed a couple of lambs. I can't remember the story. Nathan the prophet said, and David said, whoever did that should be put to death. And Nathan said, what? You, I'm talking about you. You are the man. So in 51, in Psalm 51, he says, be gracious to me, O God, according to your faithfulness, according to the greatness of your compassion. Wipe out my wrongdoings and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my wrongdoings and my sin is constantly before me. This is interesting. Against you, you only have I sinned. I'm in Psalm 51, verse 4. And done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified when you speak and blameless when you judge. Cleanse me and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and wipe out my guilty deeds. Create in me a clean heart. This is quite a prayer. For you do not delight in sacrifice, otherwise you do not take pleasure in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a heart and a contrite heart. God, you will not despise. So there, that's our way back, to have a broken and contrite heart, to be sickened by our own sins. Are you ever surprised by what you're capable of doing or saying? You ever wish you could pull it back, take it back? So anyway, sin has consequences. So what's the lesson for us?
Don't
do that. Yeah, don't do that. I mean, it's in the Bible for sure. There's sin has consequences. So it can be, you know, it can affect yourself and the people in your family. It's a sad situation. Your sin has consequences. So don't do that. And if you do, repent and confess. I don't really have anything else to say about that. You got off easy tonight. Eternal consequences. Well, yeah. Sin has eternal consequences. Headed in the wrong direction. I wonder why that's possible. It is possible for sure. But what is it about, what's so great about sin that it has an allure? Can you become addicted? Is it addicting? Yeah, it takes you further than you want to go. Yeah, much further.
So easy.
Sin is easy. Sin leads to death. The wages of sin is death. I think that's Romans 3:23. So we need to... be aware, I guess. Be aware of a single step in the wrong direction. It could take you a lot further than you intended and you want to go.
There's one reason Paul said you pray without ceasing.
Pray without ceasing, that's right. Nobody wants to lose their soul, and we're still alive. We're still in the world, so we have a chance to repent. We all have a chance to repent. Turn away. God will forgive us if we turn back to Him. God wants a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. You will not despise. So. Wants us to be sorry for our sins, but is there anything we can do to safeguard ourselves from falling into sin? Are there situations where we can avoid? What?
Prayer.
Yeah. Pray without ceasing. Yeah, that's in there. Pray without ceasing. What? Joseph. Yeah. Turn and run. Yeah. Flee from the sins which so easily beset us. Easily beset us. The sins of the mouth, that's something we need to work on constantly. So anyway, we need to control our surroundings if we can. Watch the TV shows, the books we read, the TV shows we watch. So do whatever it takes.
Because, well, like you said, you put on the whole armor of God. and especially the shield of faith.
Yeah, that was the lesson today, the whole armor of God. So that's, breastplate of righteousness, sword of the Spirit, word of God. It's frightening because, like I said, sin has consequences. That's the sad situation. It has consequences for us and for others around us, which is not a happy thought. So, has consequences within a family. So we need to be aware of what we're doing. That's all I have. Let's sing at least one more song. Number 523. Any other comments about sin? Are you for it or against it? Oh, the communion, yeah. Let's do that. I have down the most famous communion hymn, 315. A lot of people down through the centuries have been oppressed by hymn number 315. We'll go ahead and sing all four verses. And Jim, are you going to serve that? Yeah. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my God. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his blood. See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flowing cold down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Let's sing hymn number 523. Song has a formula for our behavior. Shun the wrong and do the right. I know the Lord will find a way for me. I know the Lord will find a way for me. If I walk in heaven's light, shun the wrong and do the right. I know the Lord will find a way for me. The Lord has said, go preach the word to all the world. The Lord has said, go preach the word to all the world. If I walk in heaven's light, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will find a way for me. Won't it be grand to hear him say, well done? Won't it be grand to hear him say, well done? If I walk in heaven's light, shun the wrong and do the right, won't it be grand to hear him say, well done? Who had the closing prayer? Me? Thank you, Clarence.
Please bow. Our God and our Father, we thank you so much for this and another Lord's Day and the opportunity that we've had to present the worship service unto you. We're thankful, Father, that we pray, oh Master, that the things that we've done today will be those things that are pleasing and acceptable in your sight. And we have done no other thing other than what thus saith the Lord. We pray, Father, for the sick, the suffering throughout the land and country. Pray for your mercy and your grace upon them. Pray, Father, for men everywhere that all will bend the knee, bow the head, and lift up hands, asking, what must I do to be saved, and be willing to obey those blessed commands that you provide. We ask, Father, that you forgive us of our sins and keep us safe until the next appointed time. In your Son's name we pray.